There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good day. Rich McFadden. Jennifer Horn is back from her birthday festivities, the big birthday weekend. Ken Kessler is here, and Doug Steffen is somewhere in Tennessee, from what I understand. He called me last night with all of his internet, how do we call them? Whenever issues. He takes these cross-country trips,
yeah.
I usually can depend on a call around 9 o'clock at night. It doesn't work. And it's he's referring to the equipment that he uses to be able to connect back to us at the studio, which is amazing. It works through the internet. But as you go from hotel to hotel, all of their settings and all of their internet works a little bit different than the last place he was at. So there's always this call. Doesn't work.
Yeah. And you answer so helpfully. That's really good.
And I'm like, what do you want me to do? I'm 1,000 miles away from you.
But you figure it out. That's good.
No, he does a good job. So he's pretty good at it. So he figured it out last night and got it rolling. So until then, I guess he took Charlotte out to take care of her business. Big doings going on in television, huh, guys?
Yeah, Brian Williams. I mean, first, actually, last night, you're sitting around, you know, you got the news going, and first thing you hear is Jon Stewart's leaving the Daily Show, which is big news. And then all of a sudden, NBC's come up and said, hey, Brian Williams out 6 months, unpaid, Lester Holt in. But, Rich, we had an idea.
What's that?
We think there should be a tag team. You know, my dad was saying, hey, this is great. Stephen Colbert leaves. Brian Williams can go take over The Daily Show where he doesn't have to worry about truth and hard. He can just, you know, do his own thing.
You know, that's
maybe
a great idea.
Swap.
Because Brian Williams is a funny guy.
Yeah.
That would be a big move.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Because I don't know about you. I didn't see Brian Williams getting fired for this, but now I guess I have to change my mind. I think he's done. And so, I think that would be a great move for him because he's a funny guy.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that this is not... suspension doesn't bode well for him. I mean, I don't know what will happen next. I mean, people recover all the time, but I think he first has to apologize. I mean, he really hasn't even... apologized. His on-air apology was something like, well, I bungled the facts. But really not even copping to the fact that he had maybe changed them along the way.
Do you really think it was an egregious mistake on his part?
Well, here's why I do. I think everybody has a spin. Everybody, you know, we talked earlier about Fox News, MSNBC, everybody has an angle. But I think when you have someone at an evening news post, you kind of hold them to a higher standard. There is a feeling of trust with the American people. And whoever sits on that network news at night, there's that feeling of trust. And I think, for me, what's really dangerous about this is that the era of real journalism is so gone. This is so part of the trend where it's gone. I mean, this is when people that deliver the news insert themselves in the news and try to become the news because they have aspirations for celebrity or whatever it is, or it's ego strokes, whatever it might be. I think that's really dangerous because who do we get our news from now? Brian Williams was like the trusted guy, not to give you a lot of spin.
Do you think that maybe he's a victim of the culture of news today and that you have to have some kind of... personality to be, you can't just sit up there. I mean, anybody that just goes there and just reads the news in a serious manner, you're not going to last. You're done. You have to connect with the people. People are, they have short attention spans. They want to be entertained. They just don't want to sit there and get the news anymore. As much as we say we do, we don't. We want to connect with whoever's reading the news to us.
He was in a helicopter in Iraq. he didn't need to do anything extra.
Yeah,
I know.
We were already sucked in.
Exactly.
Right. And I'm not saying that what he did wasn't wrong. It doesn't bother me that much for some reason. I don't know why. It's, you know, he didn't hurt anybody except himself. Would I believe him again when he reads me a story that I do have to? And when I say reads me a story, that's all they do. But can I 100% believe him again? I don't know that I really did anyway, so I guess it doesn't matter to me.
I just think the idea that it's almost like he was naive in the fact that he thought he could change the story. I mean, he, in the telling, at least, I mean, there's many other stories that are coming out now where people are questioning how he told them. But let's just take the one we know that there was some issue with in when he was embedded with those troops in Iraq. Okay, so he decided to lie about that, but he lied about it in different varying ways across through the years. Yeah. It just amazes me that it went on this long.
It's the typical game of telephone where you put 10 kids in the line and you tell the first kid something, and then at the end of the line it changes. Well, he played telephone with himself. Over the course of 12 years, that story changed and evolved and got better, and it just, you know, hey, man, it comes back to bite you. All right, it's 12 past the hour. We're going to get Dudley Steffen situated here. I'm here walking in.
What?
And what?
12 past the hour. Isn't it time for a commercial?
It is. Here we go.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, save up to $220 on select HP laptops powered by Intel.
Offer ends 2/14/15 in-store only while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes? Because you filed them for free on TurboTax. And then you had some money to spend on something else. Like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com. File your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Musicians, right now during Guitar Center's President's Day sale, save up to 60% off the best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more. Feels like a Mitchell acoustic guitar now just $99. 3 pairs of Vicfrith X5A drumsticks for just $12. Or a Harbinger 4-channel PA for just $169. Plus, grab your copy of The List, featuring hundreds of deals so good we can't advertise them. Or create a deal with a cash-saving coupon from GuitarCenter.com. Don't miss the savings this President's Day weekend at Guitar Center.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLite technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Attention construction pros. IronPlanet.com and Cat Auction Services are joining forces to produce the February sale the entire industry is talking about. That's right. Two leaders in the sale of construction equipment and trucks are combining to produce one live, unreserved auction in Orlando today and tomorrow. Go to IronPlanet.com. The 3-day sale will feature quality used excavators, wheel loaders, tractors, motor graders, compactors, work platforms, lifts, trucks, and much more. 1,500 items will sell over 3 days. Buy what you need live at the Orlando auction or buy it online. Go to IronPlanet.com right now and view guaranteed inspection reports on every piece of equipment for sale. All the items will have guaranteed inspection reports so you can buy with complete confidence. Go to IronPlanet.com and register free now. The Iron Planet and Cat Auction Services sale has tens of millions of dollars worth of used equipment from some of the biggest dealers, OEMs, rental companies, and contractors in the business. It'll all be sold today and tomorrow. Attend it live in person or go online to IronPlanet.com.
All right, it's 15 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. There is a story out of Detroit City. I always love to go
Detroit City?
That's what we used to call it in college. We went up to Cobo Hall to watch the wrestling matches, and it was always in Ohio and Michigan. It's not Detroit. It's Detroit City.
Detroit City.
Yeah. So this guy who walked miles to work
James Robertson is a factory worker in Detroit, and his
see, Richie even said it. Detroit. Yeah.
And about 10 years ago, his Honda Accord broke down, and he didn't have the money to fix it. So he started a mixture of walking and taking the bus to work. And when he when he goes to work, he's able to take the bus part of the way, and then walks about 7 miles. But when he comes home from work, it's late at night, and the bus isn't running anymore. So he can only get the bus a few miles, and then has to walk the way the rest of the way. So in total, he walks about 20 miles on his trip to and from.
What time does he go in the morning?
He goes in the afternoon and comes home late in the evening.
Late night, okay.
And he has not missed a day of work since he's been doing this for 10 years.
It doesn't only have to battle. How I do the job, that's when the real battle's won. I often thought about, you know, just forgetting about the whole thing. But then there's this voice inside me that tells you, you know, you better go ahead and do it because your girlfriend don't want to hear it, your friends don't want to hear it, your co-workers don't want to hear it, and you got to get up and do it the next day.
So a guy had seen him walking back and forth to work and offered him a ride one day and learned about his story and told it to the Detroit Free Press. So these two college kids read the story and decide that they want to help raise some money for him to buy a new car. So they go to GoFundMe and figure, okay, we're going to raise a couple of $1,000 and buy him a cheap used car. Right. Well, they're at $310,000 right now.
That's so cool.
And and the local Ford dealership decided that they wanted to chip in, and they gave him a brand new Ford Taurus. Nice. Here's one of the kids that helped him raise the money.
This is Detroit. We're the comeback city.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm sorry.
Most of the donations have been $20, $25, and I've had a lot of people comment and say, you know, this is all I have. I wish I could give more. This is all added up to what it is now.
So James says Detroit is absolutely a wonderful city.
Detroit, we're the comeback city. Forget Los Angeles. Detroit is real to the Angels.
Wow.
Forget Los Angeles. Like you wouldn't have had anybody walking 20 miles in Los Angeles.
No. Nobody walks in L.A. Haven't you heard the song?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't hear that anymore. This is like one of those stories that you would hear from back in the early 1900s where some factory worker had to walk 20 miles or something like that.
All right, let's change the approach here. The lady named Marilyn Jean Hartman is in the news again, arrested in Florida yesterday after boarding a flight, checking into a resort under a false name. She's also known, a.k.a., as the serial stowaway. She got onto a flight in St. Paul under a fake name, checked into a $300 a night villa in Florida. But unfortunately, she had gotten somehow or other the name of somebody who actually had signed up to go to the villa. She went in as them, and then the real people showed up.
Whoops.
Oh, my God.
How do you explain your way out of that?
Some people are just funny. Look at the picture of her. Stories at DougStephan.com. This looks like a mild-mannered sort of young grandmother, Kenny, right? She was charged with fraud, fraud by impersonation, defrauding an innkeeper, and trespassing. She's 63 years old. She claims that she was a whistleblower, chased from her home by the FBI, and now has an unrecognized condition known as whistleblower trauma syndrome.
That's a new one for you.
She was arrested 3 times last year for stowing away on planes. Her defense was, well, the government let me pass security checkpoints, so why, you know, get on. How do you get on a plane without a ticket?
How do you do that in this day and age?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I saw a guy raise a fuss the other day when I was coming back from Atlanta because they put his ticket under the thing and it didn't beep properly, like the little reader didn't read it.
Exactly.
And they made him stand aside until they could confirm it.
Yeah.
She's slick.
Slick. Yeah, she's very, very, very slick. The Doug Stephan Good Day program brought to you in part by BuzzBox Coffee. You want to sign up for the most delicious coffee? Jennifer will tell you it's the best coffee she's ever had. BuzzBox Coffee, 866-456-7805, or simply go to DougStephan.com. Look for the big orange box and sign up for your free BuzzBox Coffee. And then sign somebody else up for BuzzBox Coffee who's your Valentine. Good Valentine's Day gig, 866-456-7805.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is certainly a moldy, oldie, goody, goldie from our rusty rack of wrinkled records back to the time when your friend the Dougster was playing music on the air. Matter of fact, this was a song that was on the top of the charts during this week in 1973 called My Belle Ami, My Dear Friend en français. Where's Pierre when we need him? My Belle, my dear friend.
My Belle Ami.
Sounds like you have a banana stuck in your throat when you're talking.
That's kind of how you do the French thing, yeah.
Me?
Don't give away that you're Pierre. Yeah. Come on, that's just like telling me you're so Santa Claus.
I'm stupid. I'll give him how about it? Like,
hey, how you doing? Huh?
Okay, crank it up, Richie, my Bellamy. First thing, let's forgive my substitute to begin. Righteous Brothers. What are the two names of the Righteous Brothers?
Left and right.
Yes.
No. Bill Medley.
Medley, that's it. He's the one who has that sounding voice, right? Isn't he, Kenny? Medley? Wasn't he the taller of the two? Still going around. Who's one of them died of cocaine? What's this? Yeah, he's a short one, though, who died.
You don't remember
his name either. Yeah, anyway. All right, not important, except I was trying to compare his voice to Medley. All right, if you know who this is, 888-302-3684. And if we've confused you, good. We're trying to confuse you because we want to make it more difficult for you to win a trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. That's the next trip we're giving away. So if you'd like to qualify for that drawing, which will be held first part of next month, and then you get on the line now at 888-302-3684. This is a group that had only one top pop single hit in our country, and so now's the time for you to figure it out. Who is this? The group's primary members included Peter Teteru on vocals, Gil Denick on guitar, and Juke Bloom on drums, with a special assist from Hans van Eck. That's with Eck. Got that, Richie?
Eck. Hans van Eyck.
And Vic.
And Van Eyck.
All right, they were only together between 1966 and 1975. So they managed to have some hits in a couple of different countries, but this was it for them here. You want to crack it up a little bit more, Richie? There he is. Pierre's right at home there. You were the answer to all my questions before we're through. Tell my listeners to sing it on America. I want to tell you that I adore you.
right. I have a hard time believing this one reached number one, really.
Really?
Yeah.
No, this is a good part. You've got to remember what the music sounded like in general.
Well, 1973 was a tough year, but I mean, this...
No, this is...
This ain't no Beatles.
Really?
No.
Can I quote you on that?
Yes, you can.
Really? All right, so who we got that's
Tom.
Tom.
Thinks he's got it.
Tom thinks he's got it. All right, Tom, how are you doing? Welcome to Good Day.
Oh, good morning, and hope you're having as good a day as I think I'm going to have.
Good for you.
Really?
Oh, you got a great attitude.
Like that.
Why don't you, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I want to find out what is going to make this a better day for you.
Well, looks like I get the opportunity of getting close to going to Denver.
Really?
Almost going to Denver. That's a great day.
Yeah, Colorado Springs is pretty close to Denver. Yes.
Right.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to search Hawaii on the internet today. Maybe go there.
So let's get over there.
Me too.
All right. So we need to know the name of this group. Who is it, Tom?
T-Set.
It is the T-Set. That is correct. I've forgotten whether it was spelled T-E-A or T-E-E, Kenny. Is it T-Set?
T-E-A. T-E-A?
That's T-E-A. Tom knows what the story is. Right, how did you know?
I thought it was T-E-E.
I thought it was T-E-E, too. All right, doesn't make a difference how to spell it. How is it that you knew that, Tom?
Shazam told me.
Shazam.
Tom is the smartest guy listening this morning.
A technologist.
Look at
and
that.
And he's all set. Good for him. That's what, listen, you want to go on the trip to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs, you got to be resourceful. So Tom qualifies for the drawing next month for our trip for, I think it's four people going to the Broadmoor, if I'm not mistaken. Congratulations, Tom. Nice to have you here on Good Day. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, excessive barking. How many calls do I get on the Pet Show about why is my dog barking? I had a call just last week from a listener who had an older Great Dane that all of a sudden started barking in the middle of the night. And she was asking me what would cause that. Could it be dementia? Could it be cognitive dysfunction? Yes, it could be any number of things. But my guess in that situation was because the dog had just started it recently is that perhaps he was losing his hearing. When our dogs get older, just like with people, some of our things change, or we don't hear the same way, we don't smell the same way, we may not even talk the same way. As our dogs get older, the same process takes effect on them. So if you have a dog that gets up in the middle of the night and starts barking for apparently no reason, or a cat that gets up in the middle of the night and starts meowing for no reason, don't get angry right away. Speak to your veterinarian. It could be very possible that your dog or cat is losing its hearing and everything sounds different to them and kind of scares them a little bit. So a cuddle and a hug and a kiss is a better approach. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's a
man named Dr. Joel Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The help that I have includes Richie McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Although he took exception to me saying Richie the other day. Wasn't I doing a promo for
you? Were doing a
promo.
I don't mind you calling me Richie. When I was a little kid, it was Richie, and then it turned into Rich.
Okay.
And then there's still people that call me the Richie thing. So I don't mind it. But when you do a promo for a station where they're going to be playing it every couple of
not
hours.
Not his professional name, Dougie.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Thanks.
All right. So that was like when I was at Heidelberg, I was the only one who ever called Jim Troha, who was the vice president, one of my favorites there. I called him Jimmy. I still do. His wife and I are the only ones in captivity that call him Jimmy.
You never call anybody by their, their actual name,
Kenny,
what everybody calls it.
Kenny.
Yeah.
He doesn't call me Jenny, thank God, because I have to.
Yeah, but Jen.
Yeah, Jen.
Yeah, Chalker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's get to some work here.
Powerball. Go ahead, Dougie. Let's do it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, everybody thinks that. And my nieces and nephews call me Uncle Dougie instead of Dudley. At any rate, Powerball tickets. How many have you bought this week? And how much have you spent? And what do you think? How much have you spent was the question actually at the poll position. I like that. The poll position at DougStevin.com. How much did you spend on Powerball tickets this week? Because it's $450 million, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it in that vicinity?
Yeah.
Drawings tonight. All right, so let's
close to $500 million probably by tonight.
Oh, what would you do?
Pay off your mortgage, Jennifer.
Easily. Like 40 million times.
If I had it, I'd pay it off. I'd pay off Richie's mortgage. I'd pay off Kenny's mortgage.
Oh, absolutely. Why not?
33% said I'm not. What do you mean absolutely? You was expecting me to do that?
No, I would.
You'd pay off my mortgage?
I would do the same.
No,
I don't know if I could pay off your mortgage.
Well, out of that size jackpot, you'd be okay.
Yeah, if I won $450 million, sure.
Yeah, you'd be okay. I know you, though. 33% of you said.
Yes, you would.
Not even you know how much my mortgage is.
I don't want to know.
No, you don't want to know. 33%, I'm not planning on spending any money on Powerball tickets. 20% of you who responded to the poll at DougStevin.com said, I haven't bought any yet. 60% said between $5 and $10. I've spent on these tickets. 12% said over $20. 9% said between $10 and $20, and 8% said less than $5. I would buy. When I travel cross country like this, I do actually like to buy the Powerball tickets because I never figure I would win either in California or in Massachusetts, where I spend most of my
time. It's always in some little.
It's always in some dink. Exactly. Right. So it doesn't pay. So it's 450 pushing toward 500 million.
And of course, you know what I did yesterday, Doug, don't you?
What'd you do?
I bought a $5 Mega Millions ticket, which is at a measly $74 million. So while all of you are distracted by the shiny penny and building
and
up
win.
The fact that the odds are so great that you will not win, I'm over here. It's me and like five other guys playing the Mega Millions.
Really?
It's a shoe-in.
Good for you.
Right. You keep telling yourself
I'm spending my $74 million already. You suckers go for the big money.
You can still
Sure money.
You can still pay off my mortgage with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, a couple of bucks left over.
Sure, no problem.
All right, Halliburton, the giant oil service company, in the news for two reasons today. One of them is that it's laying off 6,400 workers because of the tumbling price of crude oil. The president said, unfortunately, we're faced with the difficult reality that reductions are necessary to work through this market environment. The company said it plans to cut 6.5% of its workforce, which is about 6,500 jobs. 1,000 layoffs that they announced in December, plus another. They have a staff around the world of $80,000. Now, that's one Halliburton story. The other one is much more interesting because it involves a little skullduggery. In fact, I'm going to paraphrase this because I haven't got it right in front of me, and Kenny will check me out, or Richie always does. What I remember reading yesterday in the newspaper was that they got caught bribing government officials, I think in Nigeria. Am I right? $164 million. Somehow they funneled it through the same bank that funneled the money to the Clinton. The Clintons, apparently, the Clinton Foundation's got about $80 million through some not exactly direct route through this bank in Switzerland, and the money is coming from questionable sources upon examination, it would seem. I'm not suggesting that Halliburton did that because that's not part of the story. It's just two interesting stories about skullduggery coming from Swiss banks. Bill Clinton has knowingly, I'm not sure all of it was known. I think he knew pretty much that when he invested in some company that he was told about by a friend, wink, wink, that it was going to go bananas quickly. So his net worth, Clinton's net worth, went from like $49 million to $180 million in like a year. And that was because of, well, at least allegedly, some cozy connections. And that's what happens when you're the president. Even when you're not the president, people still want favors from you. And who wouldn't deliver on a $100 million gain in one's assets, right? Somebody gave you $80 million, Richie, what would you do? And they ask you to do them a favor?
Say, thank you very much. When can I help you?
Yeah, exactly. Bingo. So did I have the story right, Kenny, about, I think it's Nigeria, $160 million to bribe various people in Nigeria, Halliburton? I'm pretty sure that that's where the money
I don't
went.
See a figure on it.
Yeah, anyway, but it was Nigeria, one of those countries, but I think it's Nigeria, where a lot of drilling goes off. This is, by the way this business is run, in case you didn't know it. And it isn't just the oil industry. It's a lot of people who are involved in these fiefdoms in Africa. You can buy your way into anything.
Oh, sure.
All the governments are corrupt. You can, you know, just find the right guy and pay him off. Remember that movie that Leonardo DiCaprio was in about the diamonds?
Blood diamonds.
They call those blood diamonds.
Yeah.
Remember that? That's the same kind of stuff goes on in that world, and so we're naive if you think it doesn't happen, because it does. And Halliburton is one of those evil companies that is you know, well, I don't know whether they were
$182 million.
Wow. What did I say? $160 million. I was off by a couple of $20 million. This is one of these. This I don't know whether they were evil before Cheney ran them, but I know they were evil when he ran them, and I know they're evil after he. Just evil. And people say, what do you mean, evil? What's the matter with them? I just think the way they do business is corrupt. Is it the only company in the world that's corrupt? No. But there's just something about them that's sticky. You know what? I don't touch them. Anyway, I'm being a little too dramatic, you think?
Yeah.
All right, was that a yawn?
No, that
was just yawned.
It was just
wait a minute. Who just yawned? Somebody
yawned. I was kind of like,
No, I think you just yawned.
Yawns more like,
this is a yawn.
So here's the story. How many licks does it take to get get your mouth around a
Tootsie Roll Pop?
Right.
Tootsie Pop.
I'm going to tell you that story in a moment. Stand by. This is a good day.
And now, for Geico's stuff found in your car, we go inside your backseat vent.
Hello, the French fry by the pink crayon. Last week I was king of the car seat, and then your kid's favorite song stopped, and boom, meltdown. Remember, it took you 15 minutes to clean up. 15 minutes you could have spent switching to Geico and saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Please find us. If it gets any hotter, Pinky over there is going to have a different kind of meltdown.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit 15. Geico.com today.
15, do I hear 16? No. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance at geico.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morning win.
All right, let's see what's happening here in the world of television. Netflix launching a $7.99 a month video streaming service in Cuba. Yesterday they said they were going to do it, and they now have announced what it's going to cost. The average monthly wage in Cuba is $17. Did you know that?
Oh, so that's a big piece going to your Netflix, huh?
Right. There are 5,300 broadband internet accounts in the entire island. Do you realize that? That's 5,300 people have internet in Cuba.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
Makes you happy that we live here, doesn't it?
Right. Okay. The story of Better Call Saul, the premiere of... This was a spinoff from Breaking Bad, with the bad guy has been profiled all over the place. I remember having breakfast one morning with this guy, and I'm now trying to remember his name. Kenny, who's the guy that plays... The bad. He was in Breaking Bad as well. He's been on. If he's been one bad guy, he's been 150 bad guys. He's always played a bad guy, and you can recognize him. He's again one of those actors. Nobody knows his name, but you recognize him. But he's now the star of the show, apparently. But I just can't remember his name.
They the got star? A.
Yeah, what's the guy's name?
Bob Odenkirk is the star.
Hmm. No, the guy that plays he's the old sort of hitman. I don't remember his name.
Okay, so anyway.
Anyway, yeah, okay. So they set Better Call Saul set a cable ratings record, Jennifer. 4.5 million viewers in the 18 to 49 demo turned in to see the beginning of this series. You have any interest in this?
No, I didn't even know about it, actually.
Read about it the other day.
I got to find out this guy's name. All right, Jen, what else?
Jonathan Banks.
Jonathan Banks, that's it. Yep,
all right, well, Mad Men is doing something kind of fun to get some publicity for its upcoming return to AMC on April 5th. They've asked fans to go onto YouTube. They've posted their entire first episode onto YouTube way back when it all started. And then they've broken it up into short clips that range from 8 to 38 seconds. Fans register for a contest, select a moment from the pilot, they recreate it, post it to YouTube, and they can win a prize. Isn't that kind of cool? I think that's great. That's a great idea.
Cool. That's a good idea.
Yeah, fans, if you want to do this, you have until March 2nd to claim their clip, and then they'll have 30 days to shoot their video and upload it to YouTube. The winning clips will be selected by a group of judges who will announce their decision on May 6th. And then the fan-created version of the pilot will air during Mad Men's final season this spring. So really cool stuff that they'll put it all together.
Good.
All right, Jennifer Esposito. Do you remember her from Blue Bloods, Dougie?
Yes, she was the first cop. She was good.
She was Donnie Wahlberg's partner on the show. I really liked her a lot.
Apparently not too easy to deal with, but...
No, she actually had celiac disease, and CBS said, well, we're not waiting for you. You know, just because you're sick doesn't mean the show's going to wait till they can.
I see CBS spinned it the other way.
I know.
Hey,
well,
that's nice to hear that story about it. Okay,
that's the other side of it. Now, ABC has a summer series called Mistresses, and she's just been cast to star alongside the other ladies, Jess McCallan, Rochelle Ades, and then Yoon-Jun Kim. Remember her from Lost? She played...
Son. I remember she was related to Kim Jong-un somehow.
Yeah, somewhere like that. Yeah. She's going to play Calista Raines, who's uber fabulous and larger than life and a creative director at a luxury fashion brand. So good
Jennifer
for her.
Jennifer Esposito dating Bradley Cooper. That's what shows up on the internet.
She used to date Bradley Cooper. She also used to date Cameron Matheson from All My Children.
Wow.
All right. Unforgettable. I know you love this one, Doug. Poppy Montgomery absolutely drives me crazy. She sounds like she's always trying to put on a sexy voice. Sure. And everything she says is... so breathless, and she drives me nuts. But
other than that, how do you like to play Mrs. Lincoln?
I think men like her. I don't know. Anyway, Unforgettable, living up to its name. It's coming back from cancellation, not for the first time, for the second time.
Right.
A&E is finalizing a deal for a 13-episode fourth season of the Sony TV-produced crime drama, which aired on CBS for three seasons, and it should be on later this year. So.
I think that they ought to do the same thing with The Mentalist. I don't know why somebody's not picking that show up.
Never know. Great. I mean, this show's come back from the brink twice now, so that's great news.
All right. What about the Chris Kyle story from NBC?
Yeah, NBC under fire again. Not only do they have the Brian Williams scandal a brewing, but this time for a correspondent's claim.
Really? Something going on with Brian Williams?
Something like that. I know. That the sniper Chris Kyle was racist. More than 20 retired generals and admirals penned a letter to Comcast, which owns NBC, following a January 29th interview on NBC's Morning Joe. And some of the people described these racist tendencies towards Iraqis and Muslims when the guest, Eamon Moyeldin, I think his last name is Moyeldin, I think is how we say it, Moyeldin.
Make it up. Nobody.
No. Joe Smith is what his name is.
That guy.
And said that he was going on killing sprees in Iraq when he was on assignment targeting Muslims.
Kyle was?
That's what the guy claims, that he was targeting Muslims.
Really?
No.
Good. Yeah. Well, I mean, he was targeting Muslims anyway.
Of course, it was his job. Hello. This group that have gathered to ask for NBC to apologize for this said that these statements were inexcusable and a slap in the face of Chris Kyle's widow.
Okay. All right. The lollipop story in a moment here on the Tootsie Roll pop story coming up on Good Day.
Wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
It's a Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale and Save on the latest hardwood flooring trends. This week, a 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak hardwood for $229, and all Bellawood floors are on sale. Save up to $500 and get a transferable 100-year warranty. Or get laminate from 49 cents, including up to 50% off our thickest and best laminates. Plus more deals on bamboo from $179 and pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 18-month special financing. These deals won't last, so get to the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Mathematicians conducted a very important experiment to find out exactly how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop. For those patient enough not to take a bite, the graduate students determined it would take 1,000 licks to make it through 1 centimeter of candy, which is practically half the length of a Tootsie Pop. How's that?
My tongue is bigger than my kid's tongue, so it'll take them 2,000
licks. It's all about your spit, though, Doug.
Yeah,
acidity in your spit. Right. Mm-hmm. What a load.
Want to get the whole story? Check out the story from today's show.
You're spreading false science.
DougStefan.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hotshot Warren Eckstein is with us here in the Good Day program. Warren is the Richie taking a hot bath.
That's why I don't have a dog.
And Jennifer, it's a boxer puppy that can't help snorting when he howls.
You are so cute.
Yes,
you are.
Is.
So loud.
How do you not watch those? Warren, they say YouTube revolves around kittens and boobies, right? How do you not watch an animal? Like, if you're sitting there and you're checking in on Facebook and there's a video there of an animal.
Yeah, you're going
to
check it out.
You have to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. I'm actually watching more puppies over boobies now, just so you know.
Good for you.
Good for you. I'm glad to hear that.
Laugh.
All right, Warren Eckstein here brings you up to date on the latest news and events that affect your pet. That's next here on Good Day.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
One of the great things about Warren next time being on the program, I can count on him telling us what's happened on his program from the week before if we want to know. Warren's on the air around the country, a lot of great radio stations, including many of these same stations that carry this program, with a pet show. It's 2 hours chock full of information about how to train your pet. How do you train a rattlesnake? People have rattlesnakes. What is there a breed of dog or cat or any other from that phyla that is untrainable, virtually unruly?
No.
No.
Simply no. I mean, listen, they're not all...
Wait a minute, you're a better interviewee than that. You're not supposed to answer a question with no or yes or maybe. You're supposed to extrapolate on that.
Well, they're not all going to be Rin Tin Tin. They're not all going to be Lassie. And they're not all going to be Morris the Cat, who, by the way, I had to work with. The bottom line is, but they don't have to be Cujo. They can all be made a little bit better. So, yes, every type of animal can be socialized and made a little bit better. However, saying that, I don't believe that wild animals should be socialized. I think they should be left in the wild. But I've had snakes that were really mellow. I used to take them around and hang out with kids because they were socialized. They weren't trained. They didn't sit and stay, but at least they were socialized, and that's the important.
Have you ever met an animal that you could not train? A domesticated animal. Dog, cat.
Only the ones that walk upright.
There he goes.
That's true.
We all know that Warren likes dogs better than he likes people. We get that.
Listen, and I'm not the only one. Listen to this statistic. It's no secret that America loves their pets so much that 57% of pet parents said it was a deal breaker if their significant other or potential significant other didn't like their pets.
I think that's true. I certainly in my situation, Meredith has loved Charlotte. She really has taken to her, and Charlotte to her. It took a while, but that's the kind of thing that you. How do you not? It's like getting along with your children if you got children. In some way, shape, or form, even though you're not having a relationship with them, you kind of are. And the same is true with the dogs. The dog's around all the time. You got to have a love and a sense.
Okay, so I have to ask you this question.
What?
If a significant other in your life, I'm not talking about Meredith, I'm just talking about anybody hypothetically, didn't like your dog, would you break up with them?
Yes.
If they didn't like your kids, would you break up with them?
Well, I think it's different with the kids because the kids don't have to be.
Answer the question, Dudley.
No, I probably wouldn't.
Your witness.
No.
Okay, thank you. Defense rest, Your Honor.
Well,
no further question.
What? The kids aren't around every day. The dog is.
I lost this segment.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me give you some
Jennifer's
fault. 39% of unmarried women prefer their dog to a date on Valentine's Day. That was kind of interesting. And 79%...
Wait a minute, hold on just a second. How many guys are going to date dogs on Valentine's Day?
Oh.
That's a whole different question.
Okay.
I'll let you be better off. It's a lot cheaper to buy a biscuit than flowers.
No, I wasn't thinking about a four-legged one. Go ahead, keep going.
18% of single men say that having a dog helps them get more dates, and 79% of men, 79% of women, and 80% of men find dog-loving people are actually more attractive than those that don't love pets.
Really?
And 54%, by the way, of people that live with pets tell their pets at least once a day that I love you. Now, I
do that with
Charlotte all day long.
Charlotte all day long. I love Charlotte and Stephen. I do. I love
every once in a while, Denise says, hey, Warren, what about me?
Really? What do you say to Denise? I love you, Denise. Here's your Valentine's present. 59 after Warren.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The goal standard and long-term storage products, or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.